Welcome to the Exhale Podcast, a candid conversation about current matters relating to respiratory diagnostic and lung health. Your host today is Mark Russell, Marketing Communications Manager for Vitalgraph in North America, a global leader in respiratory diagnostics. Today, we had a conversation with Kathy Prizavora. She's the Vice President of Community at the Asthma and Allergy Foundation of America. We had a discussion about chronic cough and her own experiences with it.
Kathy, welcome to our podcast.
Thank you, Mark, for inviting me, and I'm excited to be here.
Great. Well, hey, why don't you please give us a little background on yourself, education, experience, and your current responsibilities?
Yeah, so I'm currently the Vice President of Community at the Asthma and Allergy Foundation of America. I manage AFA's online communities, our social media, and how we share all of our resources that support patients and families managing asthma and allergies. And this includes our Kids with Food Allergies division. So I came into this space as a community member. So I have asthma, allergies, eczema, and food allergies, and I've also dealt with a chronic cough. So my now adult children have had various combinations of these atopic conditions through the years as well. So I also get the caregiver perspective. You know, I came in as a volunteer on the community forums early in the journey with my children and discovered a lot about my own conditions. And so I wanted to give back to help other families that need this critical information to help them manage their conditions, their children's conditions, and advocate for that care.
Great. So what are the criteria of a chronic cough and what types of chronic coughs are there?
So a chronic cough is defined as a cough that lasts 8 weeks or longer in adults or 4 weeks in children. And coughs can be either acute or chronic. So an acute cough usually starts suddenly and is caused by something like allergies or a respiratory infection like a cold or the flu or sinus infection. And those usually go away after 3 weeks. But sometimes you get that lingering or what they call a subacute cough that lasts 3 to 8 weeks. And then chronic coughs last longer than 8 weeks. So if you have a cough that's hanging on for 8 weeks or more, then that's considered a chronic cough. And then some coughs are dry and others are productive. So a productive cough is one that brings up mucus. And that dry cough is just that. It's, you know, it's kind of that hacking dry cough that you sometimes get.
So what are the chronic cough symptoms and risks? I mean, if somebody has a lingering cough, you know, what are the risks for people with this terrible disease?
You know, a cough usually starts with something that's irritating your airways. So you feel that tickle in your throat or that kind of twitch in your chest, and you just need to cough. So sometimes you cough once or twice and you can clear that feeling, but sometimes it sends you into a coughing fit, and that can be really stressful for the person coughing and for people around you too. So a chronic cough is more than just an annoyance. It can interrupt your sleep. Mine often acts up as I'm trying to fall asleep. And so like I get half asleep and I wake up, I'm coughing and I have to sit up and I have to, you know, get some water. And then we repeat the whole situation again. You know, that disrupted sleep can lead to fatigue, difficulty concentrating, headaches, and so forth. And severe cases of chronic cough, especially with those coughing fits, can actually cause vomiting, lightheadedness, and even rib fractures.
Dang, that's pretty tough. So what are the most common causes of a chronic cough?
So some common causes of chronic cough are tobacco use or exposure to secondhand smoke, postnasal drip. This can be from allergies, sinusitis. Asthma and COPD can cause a cough that can be chronic. Acid reflux can also cause a cough because you have that reflux that irritates and causes a cough. Some medications like ACE inhibitors used to treat high blood pressure, heart failure, and kidney disease, those have a side effect of a common cough. So if you develop a cough and you've been put on a new medicine, you know, check with your doctor to make sure that it's not a known side effect. Then there's sort of some other kind of scarier things like lung cancer and other lung diseases like bronchiectasis or interstitial lung disease that can cause the chronic cough. Sometimes no specific cause can be found, and sometimes that's called a neurogenic cough. And this is, you know, when they've ruled out all the common and even the scary stuff, and you still have a cough, and they've tried treating the underlying conditions like allergies and asthma and reflux, and just nothing is making the cough better. So fortunately, chronic cough typically disappears once the underlying problem is treated, though.
So what chronic cough treatments have been developed to help?
Treatment for a chronic cough will depend on what's triggering the cough, right? If it's irritants that are triggering it, then we try and avoid the irritants. So, you know, don't smoke, avoid secondhand smoke. Poor air quality can trigger a cough in some people, so check your air quality before going outside. Keep your windows closed when the air quality index is high. Avoid or reduce your exposure to things like allergens that you're allergic to. AFA has a great resource to help you find ways to improve your indoor air quality as well. If you have an underlying infection like a sinus infection or bronchitis, the doctor can treat the infection and then the cough should clear up. And likewise, if you have reflux, the doctor can, you know, help you come up with a reflux treatment, which may be avoiding spicy foods, avoiding eating too late before you lay down to go to sleep. And there are some medicines that can help as well. As far as like symptomatic treatments, things like cough drops or hard candy, you have to be careful with these with smaller children, obviously. Cough suppressants, stay well hydrated. Make sure that you're drinking enough fluids to keep those mucous membranes, you know, moist and not irritated. Steamy showers or moist air can help. And for kids, check with their doctor about what's appropriate to give them.
I'm sure like even a humidifier would definitely help with people with cough.
Yeah, there are some things you want to take into consideration if you decide to get a humidifier. Make sure that you're cleaning it correctly because humidifiers, because it's wet, those can breed mold. So just make sure that it's getting cleaned so that you're not putting a different irritant or allergen into your air and breathing in those mold spores.
And I'm sure, speaking of mold, mold is probably another factor that can bring on chronic cough also, wouldn't you say?
You know, that would be falling under those allergens. So, you know, things like molds or dust mites that can like live year-round indoors. As I mentioned, AFA has a great resource that you can download that gives you kind of a room-by-room checklist to go through your home to look for ways to improve your indoor air quality. And you can find that at aafa.org/healthyhome.
So what are the challenges do you see with people with chronic cough experience and what can be done to help reduce these challenges?
So I think the first one is getting a diagnosis. Cough is a pretty common thing. So people sometimes will just dismiss a cough and not really realize how long they've had it. You know, once you do realize, hey, I've been coughing for a long time, maybe it's time to go get this looked at. It can take a while to run different tests, try different treatment options and interventions to see what's going to work. This is especially true if the trigger isn't clear or if the cough only partially gets better with one type of treatment. This can be really frustrating, but don't give up. Keep working with your doctor because a cough can be more than just an irritation. And then another thing is people feel isolated. A cough, especially like a chronic cough or if you go into coughing fits, coughs are very obvious and people can feel really embarrassed or self-conscious. It can make you, you know, shy away from social situations. Nobody wants to be the person constantly coughing in a restaurant or a movie theater or on an airplane. So, you know, our experience with COVID has made it even more awkward to have a cough. People around you automatically think you have something contagious, and it may just not be true.
I agree with that. Boy, I tell you, during COVID or even just soon after, anytime I coughed, you could watch the reactions of people all the time. You know, just it is like, you know, such an alert of what's going on. You know, is this person infected with something? Is it still COVID? You know, it really has changed society's outlook.
It definitely has. And I tend to wear a mask even before COVID. I would wear a mask to, you know, reduce my exposure to allergens, to viruses and stuff like that. So particularly if you're wearing a mask and you start coughing, people automatically assume that you're sick.
Yeah, exactly. And then, like you said, you know, indoor or outdoor air quality, you just don't really have a chance. With outdoor air quality around here, you know, we get a cold front come in from the north of Canada. If there's any fires, you can see the quality of air change radically, and you know, the smell, and it's more smokier, and it's amazing that that can be affected from here in the middle of the country from all the way up to Canada.
Right. And you know, where I lived in California, we had wildfires all the time, and that was a constant source of irritation, and our air quality would be really bad. You know, if you are dealing with poor air quality like that, there are ways that you can stay indoors and help improve your indoor air quality. Things like an air purifier can help, like a portable one, or if you are running your air conditioning, make sure that you're not drawing air in from outside. Check windows and doors in your garage and stuff for leaks to see where the bad outdoor air is coming in.
Absolutely. And I remember growing up as a kid, we used to have a attic fan, and you'd open up the windows and it would suck all that air into the house. You can't really do that anymore. It kind of, you know, brings in a lot of more allergens and air quality out there.
Yeah. And, you know, more modern houses also are built to be more sealed up, right? Because of weather efficiency and stuff like that, they're more sealed. And so your outdoor air and that poor air quality can get indoors, and then it gets trapped in there. So opening the windows will bring more outdoor air in, but it doesn't necessarily take the indoor air out.
So why is it important to raise awareness about chronic cough, and where can patients find more information out there to help them better diagnose this this terrible disease?
So it's more than just a cough. It impacts your life in ways that others may not see or appreciate. Like I said, you know, it can be a cause of sleep disturbance. It's just exhausting to be coughing all the time. So, you know, having more awareness allows people to advocate for themselves, both for diagnosis and treatment, but also with other people in their lives that their cough may impact, family, friends, coworkers that hear them coughing and are just irritated or frustrated by it. And then, you know, patients and caregivers can find more information and get support on AFA's online community. We have a free online community. You can be somewhat anonymous and pick a username. And, you know, we have staff and volunteers who help answer questions. They share their experiences, and we can provide more information to people as they're going through this journey. And that can be found at aafa.org/join.
Well, Kathy, what's the best advice you give somebody when they feel they might have chronic cough, since you're a person that has had it in the past?
So I think the best advice for somebody who thinks they have chronic cough is go see your doctor. They're the one that can help do that workup, that investigation of what might be the triggers. They'll take a good history, find out what's happening, when it started, what things seem to maybe relate to when the cough is worse. You know, is it allergy season that brings it on? Maybe we need to treat your allergies better. You know, is it an asthma cough? Are your asthma symptoms acting up? Maybe your asthma's not under control and we need to adjust that. You know, I think the best advice is just see your doctor and don't give up.
I agree. If you try to self-treat something like that, it may get worse.
Yep.
Well, Kathy, thank you so much. This is great information. I appreciate you, the time and the background of how you've experienced your own chronic cough symptoms and how you were able to treat it. And this is really good information.
Well, thank you again for inviting me. And I hope this information is helpful to people out there.
You've reached the end of another episode of the Exhale Podcast. Don't forget to follow us for upcoming new episodes. And please take our survey to help us provide good content for the future. Thank you for your listening, and we look forward to you joining us again on the Exhale Podcast, brought to you by Vitalograph.